Back to the show. This is your host David Yanez, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. We're excited because we are seeing different things happening around the world. I'm getting emails. I'm getting mail email and email, two different things. Anyway, we're getting contact from people out in your area that have been watching our broadcast, and they've been enjoying the shows, and they've been blessed. In fact, they're asking for prayer. They're asking for different things, and we're excited because we are part of your community. We're part of the broadcasting area out there, and we are excited because we are partnering with the stations in your area, and we are doing our best, putting these shows together, prayingly changing things for you, prayingly moving things on your behalf. I know that a lot of times it's not easy. Oh, it's not easy getting up every day and doing what we do. It's not easy going and doing the job that you do or the whatever you do daily. It is not easy at times. But I'm praying right now that you are learning this week. We're talking about the atmosphere of faith. And I pray that it's changing things in your life. I'm praying that hopefully, prayingly, that things are beginning to change, that as you get this teaching and you mix it with faith. Now, I tell you that all the time. Why do I say that all the time? Because in the Bible says in the Word of God that the same gospel was preaching to us as unto them, but it wasn't mixed with faith, that it produced nothing for them. Nothing for them. So it is important that you produce something. Amen? It is important that you spend this next 30 minutes with me and you produce something, whether it's through this segment, whether it's through the next segment, whether it's through the information that we give you between the segments, or whether it is during the Igniter of Faith session at the end of the show. Something has to produce faith for God to move in a great way. I pray. Oh, I pray that God is able to change things for you. I pray that things change quickly. I pray that anointing hits your house, and that people's lives change, that your life change, that those you love change. Even people that you may not love and you may have to tolerate, that their lives change. I want the blessings of God to fall around you. That is like Solomon. Remember the days of Solomon in the Word of God? The Bible says the days of Solomon that were as the people were. Now, Solomon wasn't the only one blessed, but the people were blessed just as much as Solomon, that they would look at silver as if it was dirt. In other words, they were so blessed that even silver didn't have any value to them. God blessed them so much. I want your neighborhood. I want your city. I want your nation blessed. I live here in the great United States of America. Little old boy from Texas here, and wanted to encourage you and say, I want to see great things happen. I want to see big things happen for you and for your home. I want to see God move in a tremendous, mighty way and change your life. Now, to have that happen, we got to have faith. To have that happen, we have to believe that Jesus is, that Jesus has always been, that Jesus will always be. We have to understand that his power is the same yesterday, today, and forever, just as our Bible says. We cannot sit and think and debate why can he, will he, won't he. No, we got to say he will, he has, it's been done. In Jesus' name, every miracle of faith, every miracle of healing, every supernatural thing that you need for your body, physically, for your finances, for your family, every prayer that you pray, it's already finished. Jesus already took care of it. You just believe. I know it's kind of hard to say and understand at times for people to understand that, those that are not of the faith. But those of the faith, let us be strong. Now, this pandemic that we've been going through, this craziness that's been happening around the world, I've seen a lot of emails, a lot of social media, a lot of stuff going back and forth, talking about healing ministers, talking about why they're such great healing ministers, why don't they go take care of the coronavirus? If they're such great healing ministers and they have all this power, why can't they go over there? And go to the children's hospital and heal them. Why can't they go to each local hospital and pray for those that are sick? Let me tell you this, because it takes faith to move God. I work according to faith, not according to anything done in my power. If you come to this broadcast, or if you come to my healing service, or if you come to any kind of place where I'm at and you're expecting David Yannis to heal you, David Yannis is not able to heal you. But faith in Jesus is what heals you. Faith in Jesus is what does it. Don't look at me or any other minister. Look at God. Look at God, that He is able to change and move things in a mighty way for you. Now, I say this because I'm nothing without the Lord. I can do nothing without Him. The people that get healed in our services and the tremendous testimonies that I share with you are because of faith, and because God has put an anointing and gift on my life, and that gift operates, but only according to the will of God and the faith that is in the place. Now, God has given me blessings, and God has blessed me with that prayer, the life that I have, that I pray and I see people healed, whether online, whether emailing me, texting me. I had some friends from Lima, Peru, text me, a pastor from Lima, Peru. One person had fever. Another person had body aches. They asked me to pray for them. That day, I just sent them a message back. One of them, I sent a text back. The other one, I sent a prayer back audibly. And the next day, both people were healed and both people were recovered. Happened many times during this thing. Many times. I had one person that was diagnosed with COVID-19, and they came out of the hospital fine. They called and they text. But I cannot go anywhere unless the Father sends me. And I can only operate where there's faith. Now, let me read you a story. Let's see how much time we got. Let me read you a story. When we get back, we're going to talk about that. And that is going to be found in Mark 13, 54 through 58. We'll be right back in a minute. We're going to read this scripture. And I'm going to hopefully change some things in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit, that God's going to do some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. We'll be right back in just a minute. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148, or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith, and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for, to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is Dr. Miles Monroe, and you are watching Rev TV Media Network. I am excited about the work that is happening here at Rev TV. Stay tuned for programming that can change your life.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and we have been talking about changing the atmosphere of faith this weekend. Prayingly, these messages are helping you and being a blessing to you and changing things in your life. I know it's not easy every day. I told you that in the first segment. It's not easy doing what we do, getting up, pushing through, believing for great things to happen, especially in a time that we're at right now. But I'm telling you right now, God is able. I want to share with you just a quick scripture. It's in Mark 13, 54 through 58. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Jose?" And I'm calling him Jose, and Simeon, and Simon, and Judas. "Is not this that man, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence hath this man all these things?" And they were offended. The scripture says they were offended. Put a mark under that. They were offended in him. But Jesus saying to him, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and his own house." And he did not many works that were there because the works there because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Jesus, all powerful, all knowing, all moving in authority, did very little works. No, not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Now, it doesn't say he didn't do any miracles. It said he only did a few miracles. He only did a little bit of miracles. He only did some miracles. He didn't do many miracles because there's scriptures that we read that says Jesus healed entire villages. There's scriptures that say that people gathered from all over, bringing people and dropped them at his feet, and Jesus healed them all. There's scriptures saying that those that came to him were healed immediately. But here in this scripture, it says that he didn't do many works. You see, because I believe this, the power of God is on you. The power of God is on you no matter what. The anointing is on you no matter what. So there's some with little faith, like this lady that said, "All I need is a grain, a mustard seed, and I know that my healing will be there." You see, there just takes a little faith for something to happen. It takes a little faith just to believe. It takes a little faith for God just to do something amazing. So there were some people around him that had a little bit of faith. There may have been some with more faith and higher faith and just faith. But he could only do a little bit of miracles, not many works there because of their unbelief. So I really believe this, that no matter where I go, no matter where I'm at, if you have faith, God's going to do something. If you have faith, God's going to change something. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. Maybe you haven't heard it. There's not many places that I've been that I hadn't seen great miracles. I have gone to many places and God's done something somewhere. When I was in South Africa, I was visiting my friend's house. And as I was visiting my friend's house, I was coming back from Durban. I was in Pietermaritzburg. You got to drive to Durban. From Durban, you take a flight to Johannesburg. And I was in Johannesburg during my layover. I didn't have a flight till the next maybe evening or that evening, but it was like at 7, I had to be at the airport, or 7 when my plane took off. I had to be at the airport at 5. So I landed about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and my friend picks me up, and we go and get something to eat, and we would just do a few things. We actually went to a safari, so that was pretty nice. But he said, "Can we stop at my mother-in-law's house?" And I'm like, sure. This was the first trip to South Africa. I'm like, sure. We didn't do the safari at that time. We didn't have time. It was a very short window. We went to go and just have some tea at his mother-in-law's house. We sat there, and as we sat there and we talked, there are people of other faith. They did not believe the way we believe, but they still believed in Jesus. They weren't people that believed in miracles, signs, and wonders, but there are people that loved the Lord. And they sat there and they asked us if we'd share a couple of stories. My friend, he continually just served them up. He continually just served them up. Gave me story after story, gave me reference after reference, and I taught off of each reference that he gave me, shared a story about it, kept going, and I tell you what happened. An amazing, amazing thing happened. Not only did their faith begin to move, not only did their faith begin to change, but the parents both needed miracles. Now, the daughter that was his sister-in-law needed healing in her heart. And she came to me and said, look, I have been in a bad relationship. I need some healing. Can you pray? And I prayed over their daughter. And I prayed. And I prayed. She's about maybe 20, 22. And I prayed for her, believing in faith that God will change things. Believing in faith that God will change things. And guess what happened? Gold. Little sparkles of gold came in her hands. Little sparkle of gold came in her hands. And as the gold came in her hands, she looked down. I said, see, God is with you. God's all over you. God's doing wondrous things for you. He wants to change whatever is hurting in your heart. He wants to change and done and over. He has bigger things, better things for you. Don't get down. Don't get depressed, because that keeps you away from God and away from God's people. But get excited about faith. Get in your Bible. Get in the Word. Spend time with God. He has better, bigger things for you. So get this. Her niece came running in and said, I heard there was gold here. And she's beautiful, beautiful little girl. And she just went over there. She said, I heard there was gold. She goes, looks at me, Dr. Yanis, Dave. She calls me Dave. She's probably the only person who calls me Dave. Dave, I want the gold. And I said, well, touch your aunt's hand. She touched her aunt's hand, and she got the same gold. And I gave her $5, I think, earlier just to give to her. And she goes, I am rich. I have five American dollars and have gold in my hands. What else do I need? And she runs out the door and plays with the kids. Well, the mother and the father never seen this. I mean, this is a big step from believing in miracles to seeing this thing happen on their daughter's hands. I looked to the mom, and I just was going in the spirit. I walked over to the mom, and I just walked over knowing that she needed a miracle. I go, where have you been sick? What is the problem? She goes, my face, it hurts from here to here, and it's not straight. And my arm, it hurts. I go, give me your arm. I touched her arm. God healed her arm instantly. I looked at her face and put my hands across her face like this. And as I put my hands on her face and did that, God healed her face. And she started to cry. And we heard an audibly loud snap in her chin and her neck. Faith has a sound. And the Bible says, I hear the abundance of rain. Before the rain dropped, before you could see the rain, there was a hearing that happened, a sound that was sent from the supernatural to the natural. God moved in tremendous, tremendous ways. So when we went over there, I prayed for her. God was healed. Now her husband was standing beside her, again, not part of the faith as well that we believe in, but they're still part of faith. And I walked over to him, and before I could say one word, he got on his knees, and he said, I want Jesus in my heart. I want Jesus in my heart. Please pray for me today, right now. I want Jesus in my heart. He goes, I'm a drunk and I'm a drug addict. I need to be delivered, David. I need to be delivered. Please pray. And we prayed for him. And guess what happened? God moved in a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous way. He hit the floor. That was something his wife that was sitting beside him kind of stepped back when his body hit the floor. We stood him up, prayed for him, and he hit the ground. We caught him, of course. Laid him on the ground. She thought he was dead. I said, no, he still lives. He's breathing. I put down my head. He's breathing. He's okay. Don't worry. He's fine. God is just moving. I said, God is tangible. Come on. God is a tangible God. He will present himself to you. He's able to touch. He's able to love you. He's able to take care of you. He's a tangible God. He's just not words in this wonderful, beautiful book that we call the Holy Word of God. He is alive. He is able to interact in your life. He's not just stories. He is the story. Amen. He is the authority. I tell you what, God is good. God is good. God is good. He's able to move in great and mighty ways on your behalf. I know that God is touching you, but see, there's faith. Now, faith happens when you trust in God, when you believe in God. Now, these guys, they kept saying, this is not the guy. But let me tell you what, Jesus is that guy. They said, this is not the man. Jesus is the man. They go, this is not the guy that we've heard about all over the valleys and everywhere, people getting healed. The devil has been denying who Jesus has been since the time of Jesus. He's been denying that he is that guy. No, he is that guy. He is that guy. No matter what, he's that guy. And God knows that He can do anything. God knows if you believe, He will do anything for you. Now, I trust that God moves in a mighty, mighty way for you. And I believe that He is doing that right now. God bless you. Stay tuned for a wonderful session of Igniter of Faith. It's going to bless you. It's going to change you. It's a very powerful miracle we're going to share for you, with you in just a minute. God bless.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Hey amigos, you're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
Welcome back to the show. This is David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. We are on our Igniter of Faith session. Our Igniter of Faith session with me, Dr. David Yannis, your host, and we're excited about what God is doing. The Igniter of Faith session highlights things about faith, miracles, healings. We try and make this personal for you. We try and make this visible for you. We try and make this tangible for you because we want you to receive your miracle and we want to ignite your faith. Today we're going to talk about my friend. She was healed of a heart problem. She was about to go in surgery in May. I was in South Africa in April and God touched her body. She not only did God heal her, but gold came all over her. Let me let her tell you the story. It's an amazing story. Let's hear her.
Four doctors, cardiologists, physiologists, whatever these people are, all said that I need open heart surgery because my valves are all burnt up. I come up for prayer. The next morning, I see gold dust all over me. 3 days later, they still hold up on my neck. And I go to the cardiothoracic surgeon, and he said, there's nothing wrong, no operation. What you need an operation for? There's nothing wrong with that heart.
Amen. Tell her where you're from.
From Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing what God can do? Isn't that amazing how God can move? Yes, we talked about the gold in a previous episode and told you about how the gold is the wonder of God, but the gold rested right on her chest the whole time. On her chest the whole time. And when she went to the doctor, that chest where the gold rested on was healed. Don't ever dismiss the wonders of God. Don't ever doubt the wonders of God or be skeptic about what God's wonders are. Just receive what God is doing. We don't have to try and explain them. We just got to receive them. And we're going to see great miracles, mighty, powerful miracles that we know is not because He is God. And He is able to do it. I pray for you right now that any of you that do have a sickness like heart disease or any sickness whatsoever, that you are healed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for watching our show. We know that we're making a difference because we know that you're tuning in and God is blessing you and we're seeing results in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Ignite Your Day.
I want you to get my latest book, Igniter of Faith. I tell you what, it will challenge your faith. It'll make your faith soar when you hear the stories, the testimonies, but most of all, it'll fill you with the Word of God, which is required to get your miracle. If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not around people of believers that know that God does miracles even today, then your miracle may not come to you. But if you're around people that are excited about God, that know the Word of God, and you're constantly have it in front of you, I guarantee you, you're so close to that miracle. Igniter of Faith will help ignite your faith to finally get the miracle that you've been looking for.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.